Hitachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol, Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
It might not feel like it, but it is the best time of the year, football season in the Thumb of Michigan. It is the Reese Rockets in week 4, the start of divisional play in the Greater Thumb Conference, taking on Western foe, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. For the yacht rock enthusiasts out there, I applaud you. If you were to take Christopher Cross's advice and ride like the wind, it would be a 34-mile trek between Reese and Laker High Schools, north by northeast. For those going with a more realistic approach, it's 43 miles in vehicle, taking about 50 minutes. The fastest route to get to Lakers from Reese, per Google Maps, is to live somewhere else. I still have nightmares of when the Quantico Sea Bridge was under construction on M25. Found myself in Reese. As beautiful a town as it is, I found myself in Reese a little bit too much. In regards to school size, Reese has a sizable advantage. There are 301 Reese's pieces compared to 263 green and white clad students, plus 38 for the Rockets' red glare. Tonight marks the 24th meeting all-time between Lakers and Reese. The Rockets lead the overall series 14-9, with the Green Machine winning the past 3 games. Reese and EPBP first faced off in 1983, with Lakers winning 54-6. At that time, the Lakers were part of the Thumb B Conference. Reese was in the Thumb C. They would not meet again from 1983 until the Greater Thumb Conference was established in 1997. They've played every year since. As far as offensive production is concerned, Lakers has the number 2 offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, scoring an average 36 points a game. Reese comes in at the 7th spot, scoring 30.3 per contest, plus 5.7 for the home of George Gardie. Defensively, it's about the same differential. Lakers has been allowing 16.6 a game on defense, while Reese gives up 10.6 on average, plus 6 in favor of the Laker Turpines. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in their line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said, after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today sits at Lakers, 18.5 points. Today is the 258th day of the year, meaning just 107 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans yet?
No, I do not have any plans yet.
Okay, doesn't feel like New Year's quite yet either.
No.
We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide at WLWSports.com or the app, the Cruise 102 app. Just download it on your Apple or Android device. And listening, especially those who decide to enjoy their AC back in Reese. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
The area of what Reese is known as today was first settled in 1865, and it was actually the combination of how many communities?
How about 4?
Well, divide that by 2, and you have the answer. 2 communities were actually combined to create Reese. In 1872, 11 acres were plotted along the Saginaw-Watroville Plank Road by Asenath Rogers, or Mr. Rogers for short, and named it Gates. G-A-T-S, like the fence, Gates. A year later, the Detroit and Bay City Railroad was brought through the town, and more land was added, and the name Reese was chosen. For the bonus question, the name Reese is in fact a last name, and was chosen to honor G.W. Reese. Now, Dave, my question to you is, who the heck is G.W. Reese?
That's a great question.
All right.
That is a great question.
All right. I'll give you a multiple choice. How about that?
Okay, let's do it.
A, G.W. Reese was the first postmaster of Gates.
Mm-hmm.
B, the original owner of the Trackside Bar and Grill. C, superintendent of the railroad. Or D, heir to the chocolate and peanut butter factory.
Well, that narrows it down a little bit for me. But in this area, in this town.
Or is it E, all of the above?
I got to bet you did mention in your last question something about Bay City Railroad. And I think the railroad was a big part of what was going on. So I'm going to go with the superintendent of the railroad.
That is very correct. G.W. Reese was the superintendent of the Detroit Bay City Railroad. In fact, the first postmaster was, in fact, Gates. Or Reese. So there you go. So bonus to the bonus question, Dave. Let's see if you can go for 2 for 3 tonight. Through a number of purchases, the Detroit and Bay City Railroad eventually became the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway, or better known as the C&O Railway, and then it combined with the B&O Railroad to form CSX Transportation, which is still around today. So going down our little bunny trail here, in the board game Monopoly, how much is it to buy the B&O Railroad?
Wow, once in a while you slide one of these ones that you know, should know.
You should know it.
And I think if, and I have not played this game in years, I think it's $200.
Yeah, ding, 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 correct. Correct, and how much is it? All right, let's see this. If you own three railroads, how much can you charge for rent?
I believe it's $100.
No, if you own three, it's, oh, hold on. No, you are, oh, you are correct.
Ah,
well done. It's 25,
say,
and then you double it. If you have two, you have 50, and then three is 100. All four is 200. There you go. All right, so getting back to football now, Dave. What are your three keys to tonight's ball game?
Well, let's start with Reese. Reese has won two games early against a couple teams that I think are going to struggle this season. So for them, the number one objective is to slow down Lakers. How do you do that? Control the game by getting first downs and control the time of possession and minimize their high-powered offensive Lakers. On the other side of the ball, it's actually the opposite. For Lakers, create more opportunities on offense. The defense is going to have to continue to play better, get the offense back on the field sooner to give that power, that again, Wisner and company and Kretschmer and those guys a chance to score more points. And last but not least, we've seen Lakers come out to hot starts and cool off as the season goes on. They need to stay hungry. They need to stay in the hunt. They need to not let their victories get to their heads. They need to continue to work harder and continue to beat teams and get prepared for the Cass City Showdown, the Lakers of the world, and then hopefully take momentum into the playoffs.
It's time for one last break as we are 3 minutes away from kicking off in week number four as the division play begins between the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Reese Rockets right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Growing up in the Thumb of Michigan, I quickly learned about family values and commitment. Bayport State Bank also shares those same beliefs by investing in the communities we serve, keeping our economy strong and vibrant. I'm Brody, and as a lender with Bayport State Bank, we will work hard to customize a loan package that is right for you, with quick lending decisions that only a local bank can provide. We're a long-standing bank with solid ratings, and by taking lending seriously, Bayport State Bank recently earned the recognition to place in the top 28 community banks in overall lending to its customers. And while some banks may quickly sell off your loan, Bayport State Bank believes in you. We were your lender then, and we will continue to be your lender tomorrow. So what can I do for you?
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC. Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Harjo's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.